Good morning, good morning. Welcome back to Unveiled by Grace, where the truth of God's word is revealed and the glory of Jesus Christ is made known. Hallelujah. I am your host, your brother, David. How are you guys? We're back. I didn't post last week. Just kind of took some time to enjoy the weekend and a bit of time I had off. So, but we're back. And this episode is going to be getting back to the foundation. Hallelujah. And what's the foundation? Who's the foundation? I don't know, some guy called Jesus. and for those of you, hey, I know you already, guy, what do you mean? Show some, hey, we me and him tight like that, but no. You know, some of y'all too serious. It's okay though. But no, today we're going to speak about knowing our Lord and Savior. And him being the foundation of our faith. And also the call to be like him. Mm. So this message is at the very heart of the gospel. Because everything about the Christian life. And I get it, you know, sometimes, you know, and this is for those of you who may not know the Lord, may not know Jesus, may not identify as a Christian or a believer is what I like to call us, right? A follower of him who was sent to die for us. And then who died and rose on the third day with all power. So he was crucified till death. And once he died, they put him in a tomb. There was a burial. He defeated death and rose. Hallelujah. My God. So who is he? Why is knowing him more than just believing in his name? And what does he expect of those who call him Lord? Hallelujah. Oh my God. Oh Jesus. Help me by your spirit, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. So today, we're going to unveil that truth straight from scripture. Believe that. And so that we can walk in the fullness of who he is and live truly Christ-like lives, we got to dive into the word of God. We got to dive into him. But first, let's begin with prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We thank you for the gift of your word and for revealing yourself through your Son, our Lord and Savior. Open our hearts today. Open our hearts today to know that Jesus, not just as Savior, but as Lord, teacher, and example. Let your spirit bring revelation, transformation, and conviction, and let this message shape us into the image of Christ, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. So let's start with the most important question. Who is Jesus? Who is he? A lot of us heard, a lot of us have heard our mothers, fathers, people in the church, right? But who is Jesus? Let's look into his word. In Matthew 16, 15, verse 15 to 16, Jesus asked his disciples, "Who do you say that I am?" And Peter, Peter answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Hallelujah. Oh, man. Hey, wait, let me just say this. Somebody reached out to me and they said, you know, I listen to your podcast, but she was like, it's like you're laughing. And you know, there's a certain joy that comes over you. Hallelujah. Where you just are full of laughter. Even when we're speaking about his name, it's speaking about him, reverencing him. My God. So that's where the laughter comes from. My God. Anyways, I just wanted to shout that person out and just, you know, let it be known that it's all love and I love you and, you know, yeah, but let's focus. Let's get back to it. Okay. And Peter did answer, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Now, that moment is the foundation of our faith. Because everything we believe, preach, and live by rests on who? It's resting on who Jesus is. John 1:1 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And in verse 14, "The Word became flesh and dwelt among us." Oh my. So Jesus is not just a prophet, a teacher, or a miracle worker. He is God made flesh, the living revelation of the Father's love. Let's go to Colossians 1, verse 15. Colossians 1:15 calls him the image of the invisible God. So to know Jesus is to know the Father. To see his life is to see God's heart. I'm going to give you a bit of wisdom here. You cannot follow Christ without first knowing who he truly is, which is the Son of God, the Savior of the world, and the Lord of all creation. Hallelujah. Oh my God, I hope this is helping. I hope this is helping. So, many believe in Jesus, but few truly know him. Few. In Matthew 7 verses 21 to 23, Jesus said, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only those who do the will of my Father." See, relationship, not religion, is what he desires. Philippians 3:10, and I want to say something, just to kind of harp there for a minute. Relationship, not religion. See, religion is like a bunch of practical steps that you learned to get you a reward. It's kind of like, fellas, when you're dating a girl and she's doing the things to get dinner paid for, trips, bags, gifts, but you're not in relations. She's not desiring to be in a relationship with you, and vice versa for women. And I'm doing this to break it down where relationship requires a different standard than what religion is. Hallelujah. See, some of you, like my wife's a teacher, right? So a lot of teachers, and this is nothing. I'm not trying to say anything bad about anybody that's a teacher, but a lot of people, not even just teachers, but I'm using my wife for an example because she really loves what she do. She really is graced for what she does. But a lot of people in that field, a lot of them, not all of them, a lot of them just are there for the check. So there's a certain sacrifice, there's a certain dedication, there's a certain conviction that gets you out of bed to go at a certain time to a place that is, I mean, I don't know if y'all been in these schools lately, man. Teaching is not a easy task. But that's what the Lord wants from us. Because this narrow road is not easy. Hallelujah. Hi. But let's keep going. Philippians 3:10 says, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. See, knowing Jesus is not about head knowledge. It's about heart transformation. Oh my God. It's walking with him, hearing his voice, and letting his spirit shape our character. Judging by the fruits. Those who really walk in with him, there's evidence. I'll say that. I'll just say that. There is evidence that you can see and experience. Hallelujah. Because see, walking with him is an experience. There's no way that you truly walk with the Lord and you still were how you used to be. Don't get me wrong. There are some things that we struggle with. We all fall short of the glory. But trust me, the fruit will be there. So you can't imitate Christ without intimacy with Christ. Hallelujah. Spend more time with Jesus than talking about Jesus. Come on now. What? Spend more time with you and the Lord than talking about him. You can tell the ones who just talking and nothing to you. We all, you know, must be edified. We must be corrected, and we must humble ourselves so that we aren't just in error or just doing it for whatever type of attention or thing you know. But really, and when you truly spend time with him, you don't have to say anything in regards to, people will just know. They'll know. They will know. Even if they don't believe in Jesus, they just like, hey, something is with her. She is just, you know, just shining, you know, she glowing over there. She, you know, there's something about that name. When you know him, when you spend time with him in his word. Hallelujah. My God. See, Jesus's entire ministry was built on one divine foundation, the kingdom of God. Matthew 4:17 says, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Everything he taught, love, forgiveness, prayer, faith, humility, and servanthood, was rooted in the kingdom. The kingdom is not a place. It's God's rule within you. Oh my God. Luke 17:21 says, "The kingdom of God is within you." Jesus came to restore the relationship between humanity and the Father, and to teach us how to live under heaven's authority on earth. My God. So the teachings of Jesus reveal the heart of the Father and the lifestyle of heaven. Hallelujah. So don't just learn his words. Live his ways. Oh my, somebody write that down. Write that down. Don't just learn his words, that head knowledge. Live his ways. We can eat on that for a week right there. Not for a week, for for years. My God. So when we accept Jesus as Lord, we are not just receiving forgiveness, we are entering covenant. John 14:15 says, "If you love me, keep my commandments." Obedience is not legalism, it's love in action. In Luke 9:23, Jesus said, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me." So being a believer means becoming a disciple. It's not about titles or church attendance. It's about transformation. He expects his followers to walk in love, live by faith, forgive freely, serve humbly, and bear fruit that reflects his character. Salvation changes your position, but obedience changes your condition. My God, hallelujah. Oh my God, this is see, you can't call him Lord and live your own way. Lordship means surrender. Oh, surrender. We surrender, Lord. Hallelujah. We surrender because you are Lord. You are Lord over our lives. Hallelujah. Romans 8:29 says, "For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son." To be Christ-like means to reflect his nature, his humility, his holiness, his love, and his power. 1 John 2:6 says, "Whoever claims to live in him must walk as Jesus did." Walk. My God. See, that's what the Holy Spirit does. He molds us into the image of Christ, teaching us to forgive, to serve, and to walk in truth. Philippians 2:5 says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." There go Nathan, y'all. One moment. Yes, Nathan be coming in and doing what he want to do sometimes. But Philippians 2:5 says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." To be Christ-like is to let his Spirit live through you. So the goal isn't to act like Jesus, it's to be filled with him. It's to be filled with Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus didn't just speak words. He spoke life. John 6 verse 63 says, "The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." When we apply his teachings, we experience transformation. My God. Matthew 7:24 says, "Whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them is like a wise man who built his house upon the rock." The rock is Christ, his word, his truth, his foundation. When your life is built on that rock, storms can come, but you will not fall. Hallelujah. Hearing truth is not enough. Living truth brings power. My God. Hallelujah. See, Jesus doesn't just want fans. He wants followers who obey his word. So being Christ-like requires the Holy Spirit. Romans 8:14 says, "Those who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God." You can't reflect Christ without the Spirit of Christ. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit gives revelation, wisdom, conviction, and power to live holy. Because you cannot do it on your own, I tell you. Hallelujah. The spirit within you produces the same character that was in Jesus. Stay filled daily, because empty vessels can't pour out grace. My God. Overflow. Overflow in Jesus' name. So why must we know who Jesus is? Because he is the foundation of everything we believe and everything we are becoming. To know him is to love him. To love him is to obey him. To obey him is to become like him. That is the true journey of a disciple. To live unveiled by grace, walking daily in his truth and image. That's my time. That's my time. My God, I hope this blessed. This has blessed us all. My God. But let me let you guys get out of here, because it's Friday and I know you got to go to work. I know you probably watching this after work. Hopefully you caught it this in the morning time, because this is definitely one of those morning ones, you know. But anytime is the right time, and the right time is now to know about Jesus, to know him. Hallelujah. So let's pray, and then I'm gonna get you guys out of here. Lord Jesus, thank you for revealing yourself to us today. We desire to know you deeper, follow you closer, and reflect you in all we do. Teach us to walk in obedience, humility, and love. Fill us with your spirit and make us more like you each day. In your holy name, we pray. Amen and amen. I want to thank you guys for joining me today. Thank you for joining today. If this episode spoke to your heart, share it with someone who needs to know Jesus personally. Remember, Being Christ-like is not a title. It's a transformation. Walk with him daily and let his grace unveil who you truly are in him. Until next time, stay anchored in the word and keep living unveiled by grace. This is your brother, David Abraham. Have a blessed day. Shalom.